When did you come to live here?
This house.
Yes, the big house.
Oh, the big house.
Martin House.
62. Mm. And grandfather died in 64, quite suddenly. But he'd been greatest fun. He was lovely, and he told us all the talked to me how all the things worked. And one of the first things we did was to buy the first tractor. Great excitement. And Andrew McKenzie used to help, and he used to cut the grass with the scythe. And one of my wartime jobs was, because we had the old garden, and I had a small greengrocery business, I used to sell lettuces and peas and beans and pick strawberries and that and take them round. I had various people, like the minister's wife and various ones, I used to have to take them round. I had to be careful of potholes in case the raspberries ended up as jam before
this
I got
there.
Was on
your bike?
No, on my pony trap.
On the pony trap.
And then also I used to pick daffodils and took them to the flower shop in Inverness.
You know, when they were herbaceous borders.
Oh, they were lovely, yes. Yes, they've gone now, but the tough plants have
survived,
so you can't see the ground elder. All these things that were going on, a lot of this, people just... Yes, a lot of the men folk had gone to the war and things, and women took on. And the posty lady, Mrs. Merritt, and she used to bicycle and things. And she was sister to Mrs. Henderson at Marlborough. And then a van came, were given a van. And then we were away from the time we were married until the end of... For the 1950s, so I missed that sort of stage. We came up to stay with Mum for a fortnight in the summer. So she could see the grandchildren. She came down quite often to see us.
First gardener here?
Ross. Dave Ross. They were the ones I remember. And he was great at catching mole. And he used to skin them. And used to peg out the on a board and things. And I think, I don't know, he had a tip on for whiskies and things. And beautiful, lovely velvet.